Hello, this is Dennis Wing. Welcome to Blues for Beginners Part 3. This is very exciting because the blues is, as I mentioned in Part 1, a major influence on today's modern music. So I'm not making these presentations in order to make you become a blues player or to force you to play that kind of genre. But, you know, our Western music has amalgamated the two primary sources, namely classical music from Europe and the sort of Negro spiritual music that came from originally from Africa via the slave trade in America. And then those things, you know, amalgamated into sort of like ragtime and then Dixieland and New Orleans and then it evolved into, you know, Chicago blues, where it became electrified and then it influenced rock and roll, and then rock and roll influenced pop music, you know. But it wasn't just the blues side. It was also, you know, going back to, let's say, New Orleans in, let's say, late 1800s, early 1900s, you know, they were playing, there was a lot of French influence, and they were playing all kinds of different classical music. So classical music and blues, Negro spirituals, are the two roots of our modern music in very broad terms. I mean, I'm giving you like a musical history course in like 1 minute over here, but it's not the purposes of this. But I'm just explaining. And then on guitar, of course, you know, there's a reason why guitar sort of became the pioneer for blues music. When you think of blues music without guitar, it's virtually impossible to do that. So, you know, learning guitar is... it's like a chicken and egg thing. Like your facility on guitar will increase by learning the genre that's most suited to it, as well as your facility with that style of music will increase by learning, you know, the guitar itself. It's kind of like my son, in case I'm not being clear, my son is doing violin, and his primary, when you're learning violin as a kid, your two primary sort of choices are to do fiddle tunes, which he is doing, or to do classical music, which he is doing. You know, he's doing Suzuki and fiddle tunes at the same time. And I think it's marvelous. But I think, I'm not sure, but there may be a point where, you know, as he develops, he's going to have to choose his stylistic influence. But for now, you're being exposed to everything similar to the way he is. All right, so here we go. We're going to jump in. Now, in the last Blues for Beginners Part 1, you learned how to play the chords in the key of A on a blues, and you learned to play a little lick on the blues, and you learned to improvise on it, and I gave you a backing track to listen to. All right. In this one, we're going to take it much further. We're going to start with a new pattern also in the key of A that you can use to play right along with the backing track of Part 1. All right, so that's going to be the next track.